So, today I've got Louise Dolby from Hawthorne Hypnotherapy. Hello, Louise.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And real privilege and honour having you here.
Thank you.
Just, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself?
So, my background is working in different educational settings I've always worked with children and young people who need additional support to access education. Most of the time, that's been children and young people with either autistic spectrum disorder or social, emotional, mental health difficulties, including trauma. So I've worked in Peterborough, Rutland and Cambridgeshire over the course of that part of my career. And I've absolutely loved working with the children and families over a 10-year period. I brought into that forest school training, and I have a love of the outdoors, and I loved bringing that into my education practice with so many benefits for children and adults.
Mm. Can you tell me a little bit more about, what did you mention, forest school?
Yeah. So forest school, you take the children outside if you're fortunate enough to have a wooded area of some kind in your setting, or sometimes children are able to travel to woodland, and they can develop lots of skills, including tool use, fire lighting, climbing trees, so many things, and it's all about developing their self-esteem and resilience. And you may have some schools wanting the curriculum to be taken outside, but that's not, in my view, that's not forest school. Forest school is about what the child can bring back into the classroom and for their whole life, not just education. Outdoor learning is something different, which I've also loved including in my practice over the years.
Wonderful. I wanted to ask, well, this seems appropriate at this stage, about the hypnotherapy. Are you doing anything to do with the outdoors with hypnotherapy?
I have done some walking sessions in the lovely gardens at Kelmarsh Hall, which is not too far from Market Harborough. Oh, yeah. So that's a really exciting, slightly different approach, which is going really well. So that's something that I'm developing for the future, really.
I might revisit this in a second. Don't want to get ahead of myself. But just wanted to ask you, how did you get into hypnotherapy?
So when I stopped working in education settings directly with the children in 2021, I worked for a number of local authorities around the country. This is fondly known as my tour of the UK. I worked for 7 authorities, and this was mostly remote working, which is something that has obviously come out of lockdowns, that we can do these different roles, working for organisations that are a long way from home. So it's very convenient. And I've had some fantastic experiences through that work, met some wonderful families, been into schools in different areas. But actually, after 3.5 years, I really had a craving to get back to working face-to-face and helping people face-to-face. So I started to look for a change in direction, but something that could still use all that skill that I developed over the years in education and in the local authority roles.
Mm. Is there a difference in online, in like when you've got someone on Zoom or on the computer or FaceTime or something like that, and having them in person?
I think that lots of people do practice their hypnotherapy sessions online, and I have done some sessions that way. I think for me, and it can be very successful. Lots of people are happy to work that way. I personally, having spent 3.5 years working remotely, lots of meetings on Teams and not face-to-face, I felt that's something that I wanted to get back to. I'd always missed being in school and that interaction with the children and their parents and colleagues. So that's why I want to work mostly face-to-face But I'm, you know, I'm able to do Zoom sessions as well if that's what a client prefers.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get the impression and the feeling that you're a very people's person.
Yeah.
Hence
yeah.
wanting that. No, that's fine. So how did you like what's your experience of hypnotherapy personally, and how did you get into the field?
So I had a brief experience about 20 years ago where I had 3 sessions of hypnotherapy with a different approach to the one that I'm practicing. It was for a driving problem and it was very successful. At the time, the audio that you were supposed to listen to was given out on a cassette tape. So things have moved on a little bit since then. Then in 2017, I was at university. I was working in a school in Peterborough. And I was also doing my science GCSE in the evenings at university in the day. So I was juggling lots of things and I felt like I needed a bit of help to manage the stress that was coming from that, really, and just to be able to do it in a healthier way for me. And one of my fellow students had been a client of solution-focused hypnotherapy. And because I could see how it helped her, I thought this was something that I would like to try. And it was it made a massive difference to my life and how I was able to focus on what I needed, everything that I needed to do at that point. Successfully completed my foundation degree in Peterborough and the science GCSE at the same time, and then went on to finish my degree at University of Bedfordshire, and lots of skills from those hypnotherapy sessions that I've carried on using to this day. Over the years, I've popped back for a little top-up when I'm focusing on something different. And actually, when I decided I wanted a change of career, I went back to my hypnotherapist in January for some help on just really narrowing down what it was that I wanted to do.
Seems like you've tried and tested the waters of hypnotherapy there.
Yeah.
You mentioned solution focus. Are there different types of hypnotherapy?
Yes. So this specific approach is very much focused on moving forward, very different to if you went to more of a traditional counsellor where you'd be talking about the problems more, the issues that you're having. So we'd start with an initial consultation and the client would explain the issue that they wanted support with. And I would ask them, what would it look like if the work we do together was successful? In the initial consultation, I would also explain a bit about the brain, how the brain works and how our sessions would work going forward. If they then chose to book in subsequent sessions, we wouldn't really revisit that issue that they've come along with. Mm. It's really about moving forward, focusing on the future in a positive way.
Wow. So unlike traditional therapy, I'm not a therapist, but I'd imagine traditional therapy dwells on the problem and you go deeper and deeper. And I'm sure there's more therapies out there now that have developed from there.
So many, many approaches. And I think that's really valuable. It depends what point you're at, if you're looking to understand something that's happened, I think that's really valuable. This is a different approach that's about when you're ready really to move forward. And someone may come along to an initial consultation and think, well, I need to go and do that piece of work first and then come back for hypnotherapy. Mm-hmm. But it can, you know, if the client has anxiety, depression, struggling with work stress, we don't need to keep going over.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What the problems are.
It kind of just keeps the energy going, isn't it?
Yeah.
That sort of dragging Yeah, makes sense. You mentioned driving, that you, in your early days when you first, what impact did that have on your driving and your life?
Oh, it was huge. And it was just 3 sessions. It wasn't solution focused. It was different to this, completely different, but it was still hypnotherapy. I had a driving issue from an accident that I'd had and it had gone on for 3 years. And
wow.
These 3 sessions resolved the issue. and the problem went away, and it was so life changing.
Yeah, I can imagine. So for 3 years, what symptoms, if you don't mind me asking, did you experience?
So I, as a result of an accident that I'd had, I avoided driving on slip roads, which meant that I would either avoid certain journeys or I would have to go a really long route to get somewhere without driving on slip roads.
Wow.
And I had 3 sessions and the problem went away.
How did you know the problem went away?
Well, when I left the hypnotherapist's house.
Yeah.
I lived in Cambridgeshire at the time, and I drove to Peterborough and drove all the way round Peterborough, up and down every slip road.
Wow.
Just to test it, you know.
Wow.
Just immediately after I left.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And I
just tested it by doing that, and then.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, if someone has a, can you give me a few, I don't want to say problem, ailments or any issues that people have, that they might be thinking, listening to this and thinking, oh, I wonder if hypnotherapy can sort this out.
Yeah. So there's a real range of things that it can help with, even improving sports performance. So it's not just a difficulty that you might be experiencing. It could be wanting to focus on sports performance, work performance, developing your business. It's about moving forward. So, of course, it could be that you have some anxiety that's holding you back from developing your business. But yeah, that lots of things. It could be sleep is really common. Sleep issues are really common, and that's something that can be supported through hypnotherapy. Something else from the initial consultation, I would give out my MP3 audio. This is how it's moved on. It was a cassette tape 20 years ago that I was given to listen to. And even in 2017, it was a CD. And now, you know, we'll be sending that out digitally for you to listen to on your own device. Ideally, you listen to it when you're falling asleep, but you can use it at other times of the day. And that's a recording of the language patterns that we use for the trance, which is part of each hypnotherapy session. And by listening to that each day, it supports the work. And some clients that I have use it in the morning to start their day off. They want to be more intentional about their day. And one way to look at it is it can, because it's very relaxing, it can calm down those alarm systems if you're feeling anxious. Mm. And get you ready for your day. So you can find a time that suits you to listen.
You mentioned sports and business. I mean, does it solve like the issues like phobia, smoking, things like that?
Yes, so that's slightly not every other difficulty, but lots of difficulties or issues that people may bring along have the same approach. Mm-hmm. There are some things that are slightly different. So for a phobia, a specific phobia that could be flying, fear of going to the dentist, spiders, snakes, anything like that. It's 4 sessions and that phobia can be removed.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
That is amazing.
And stopping smoking is a one-off 2-hour session.
Right.
So that is a different, you know, it's still in line with the solution-focused hypnotherapy approach, but it's not weekly sessions.
And just to give our listeners a bit of perspective, I remember us talking earlier and you mentioned about someone who wanted to improve their business and just didn't like getting on the telephone.
Yeah.
And then they asked if they could be hypnotized.
Mm. So this is where it's all about moving forward. So in each session, we come up with the client comes up with their small steps or bigger actions that they are going to do to move forward. So once they've come up with those actions, we do the trance part of the session, and that helps the brain prepare them for carrying out those actions successfully.
This actually sounds amazing. I'll tell you why. I've got a background in coaching and it sounds like actually the next step, because in coaching you do things like SMART, you know, a specific, measurable, accurate, all these, all the time bound, all these things. And then usually the client, they have problems in executing.
Mm.
And then eventually, you know, if they fall off the wagon, if they're not being accountable to the coach, and they fall off the bandwagon and they just slip.
Mm.
But this, so this actually does it get into the subconscious mind?
Yes. So when you're in trance, the conscious and subconscious minds come together, and that allows you to become the very best version of yourself.
Mm.
And by discussing those positive actions before the trance, that's how it's, you know, I've experienced this obviously myself, and in that following week, your brain is your brain knows where you want to go. Your brain is like a sat nav.
Yeah.
But you've got to tell it where to go.
So what does the structure kind of look like in the session?
So I start off, apart from following the initial consultation in every session, start off by asking my clients what's been good, and they'll tell me about their week. I don't ask about the actions that they agreed the previous week, but they'll tell me what's happened, what they've done that's been good. We then do a bit of revision of the brain explanation that I've done in the initial consultation. So that's really picking out what's really relevant to them at that time. So something that they've told, you know, and when I say we don't talk about the issue again, they might, well, from telling me what's been good, they might say, and actually this has been a bit tricky, so something may come up. And then we'll revisit that brain explanation for what's particularly relevant to if they have brought up a small issue, but also what's linked to being good. So, for example, if a client's told me things that they've been doing in the week, I will then remind them about the positive actions, positive interactions, and positive thoughts. That's what creates the beneficial neurotransmitters, which keeps us in the top part of our brain and accessing the best version of ourselves. So they are learning how to keep themselves in that part of the brain.
Right. Would you do you discuss about the brain?
Yeah, so that's part of the initial consultation. Mm. I entertain them with my drawings of the brain and a polar bear. we refer to the polar bear, dropping into the primitive brain. We talk about a polar bear, in that we can have the same response as our ancestors, which might be, for example, a bank statement arriving, and we can drop into our primitive brain and we experience that fight, flight, freeze response.
Yeah.
And our primitive brains haven't evolved from when cavemen may have seen. So this is where we referred to the polar bear. Yeah. So it's a useful response if we're in a life or death situation, because that's what keeps us safe.
Yep.
But it's not very helpful when we have that same response to maybe coming back from our holiday and having 200 emails at work. Or but we have, you know, we can have that experience, that anxiety.
Yeah. Like a fight or flight response.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do some very basic drawings of the brain showing how we might drop down, and there's a little polar bear to illustrate that. And that just supports, you know, we're helping the client to understand and recognise. And actually, it's great when people come back in subsequent sessions and say, I knew what was happening. I said to myself, I don't need to have that thought. I know what's happening. I'm dropping into my primitive brain, but I can choose. I can recognize it. So when we start to recognize what's happening, we can start to try and choose different thought patterns.
Mm. That's interesting, because that actually makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if you have knowledge and then you know why something's happening or why you're doing something, and then it just helps you enhance the experience.
Yeah.
Interesting. Brilliant. Have you got anything else you want to say or you wanted to mention about the hypnotherapy that you're doing?
Just to say my sessions take place in my, what we've named the hypno cabin, my log cabin, my home in Market Harbour. So it's a nice private setting, easy to access, out of town, away from the traffic, and parking available. The sessions are an hour, but sometimes more. typically, this approach can last 8 to 12 sessions, sometimes more, but it is a relatively quick approach compared with some other types of therapy.
And is a session done every week or can we do it more than one week?
Usually weekly, but it can be, you know, there can be bigger gaps in between if that suits the client, but usually taking place once a week.
Right. Okay. Excellent. And where can we find you? Have you got any socials?
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram, Hawthorne Hypnotherapy Market Harbour. The initial consultation is free of charge. And then if you feel that it's an approach that would help you, you can book in for following sessions.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.